In the top left corner, bad drawing of the island of Babeldaob in Palau, and the red dot on the right side in the middle there represents the capital of Maukeok of Palau, and that's the small village where my family's from. Although it's the capital, it's still a very rural community. 100 people live there, so it's a pretty small town on the east coast of Babeldaob there. And then from there, lived there till I was about 6 with my family in Palau, going back and forth between there and Koror in Palau, and then eventually moved to Mendocino County, which is a valley. Ukiah is the center of Mendocino County. It's the capital of Mendocino County, and it's in Mendocino Valley, which is surrounded by big mountains. So those brown triangular shapes colored in green are supposed to be mountains. In the middle there is supposed to be a lush valley. And they're known for having some nice grapes. So those blue purple dots are supposed to represent grapes. And then the green rows of stuff is supposed to represent medicinal plants, which that part of the world is known for growing really good medicinal marijuana. And then we're also really known for having nice, beautiful, big redwood trees up in that part of the world. So it's a good place to grow up. And then just south of that, that red streak there is, pretend that's a freeway that takes us south to San Francisco. So I lived in that small town of Ukiah, California. It's about 12,000 people. So the country of Palau, when I was living there, is about maybe, how many people were in Palau in 1980? 15,000 people in the whole country of Palau in 1980. And I moved to a place that had about 12,000 people, which was a small town of Ukiah in Northern California. And then eventually went to high school. So I did all of my beginning public school there in that small town in Northern California. And then I went to high school in Menlo Park, California, which is just south of San Francisco. And it's like a small, really small town. There's like 10,000 people there. sorry, that's on the bottom left corner. And the big S represents Stanford University. So Menlo Park borders Stanford University. And it's a really suburban, but feels very country because there's a lot of open space, a lot of big parks, and not too many people, so not congested. But at the same time, it was right next to 101, which is the major freeway system that runs north and south in California that takes you right to the city, San Francisco, which is about 30 minutes north of that area. And it's also like when I was living there in the 90s and going to high school and what have you, it was just a really small, quiet town that had a college in it. And like most small towns, people kept to themselves and a little bit conservative, but it was a small enough place. There's not that many people and there was a lot of space, so everybody could still kind of do whatever they wanted, and there wasn't a whole lot of social restrictions. And it's now known for being the sort of the headquarters of Silicon Valley or what have you. So it's changed a lot. And then from there, I went on to university in Minnesota, which is the bottom right-hand corner drawing. And all of those rows of stuff of green and yellow are supposed to represent cornfields. And that was my first impression of when I got dropped off at university. It was just being dropped off in a place that was literally surrounded by cornfields. And just how strange that seemed to me, that you would have a town in the middle of nowhere with nothing but cornfields for miles and miles and miles around it. Very small town again, 12,000 people, two small colleges. And so I think, you know, just a little bit a background about myself. The one thing that all these places have in common is they're really small communities, fairly conservative. But at the same time, because they're country and that there's really a lot of open spaces and people aren't living too close together, there's not a lot of congestion. It allows people to have independent spirits and kind of go about doing their own thing if that's what they want to do. And so those are sort of the things that all those places have in common to me, is they got to sit back and reflect on it. Thank you for letting me share.